today's contestants. An academic coach from Bakersfield, California, Devin Rossiter. A business analyst from Van Nuys, California, Fernanda Trupiano. And our returning champion, a biotech researcher from San Diego, California, Carmela Chan, whose three-day cash winnings total $55,401. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. At the end of yesterday's program, I chastised Carmela, our champion, just a little bit, because she didn't wager not even one penny, not even $1 in Final Jeopardy, even though she had accumulated about a $13,000 lead, turning the game into a runaway. We'll be talking about that in the break a little later on. But right now, Fernanda and Devin, welcome aboard. Good luck, players. Here we go, into the Jeopardy round. Carmela, the champion, will pick first from these categories, of course. River Deep, Mountain High. Next. American names. Before and After. Emmy's Best Comedy. Gestures. Wait. What's that? Carmela?
Before and After 200.
Russian Empress, who covers 95,000 square miles of water as a North American quintet. Carmela?
What is Catherine the Great Lakes?
That's it.
Before and After 400.
Central Florida NBA team used by Prince Hussein in 1001 Nights. Devin?
What is the Orlando Magic Carpet?
That's correct.
Before and After for 600.
Symbol on the Israeli flag that sang, Let's Dance. Devin?
What is Star of David Bowie?
Yes.
Before and After for 800.
Spielberg movie about an effort to save a World War II soldier who's also a 12-medal-winning U.S. Olympic swimmer. Carmela?
What is Saving Private Ryan Lochte?
Correct.
Before and After 1,000.
An NPR station's push for donations has this window for motorists at Burger King. Devin?
What is Pledge Drive-Thru?
Good.
Let's go gestures for 200.
A kid's book describes this gesture as a special slap to celebrate when everything is going great. Devin?
What is a high five?
Right.
Gestures for 400.
This two-word gesture can be summed up as knocking knuckles. Devin again.
What is a fist bump?
Good.
Gestures for 600.
The University of Texas at Austin uses this gesture, also a slogan. Devin?
What is hook'em horns?
Good.
Gestures for 800.
Some schools have advocated replacing clapping with this Fosse-esque gesture, which is sign language for applause. Fernanda?
What is jazz hands?
Jazz hands. You're on the board now.
Emmys for 200.
2000, starring Eric and Deborah. Fernanda?
What is Will and Grace?
Correct.
Emmys for 400.
2017, Your Government at Work. Devin?
What is Parks and Recreation?
Nope. Fernanda.
What is Veep?
Veep, yes.
Emmys for 600.
2006, the Best Comedy Award took a trip to Scranton. Carmela.
What is The Office?
Yes.
Emmys 800.
2005, as the Barones bow out. Devin.
What is Everybody Loves Raymond?
Good.
Emmys Best Comedy for 1,000.
1998, The Doctor was in and on the radio. Carmela.
What is Frasier?
Right.
Gestures 1,000.
The pinky and thumb extend, and the other fingers curl to form a Hawaiian gesture for this two-word phrase about relaxing, also known as shaka. And that would be hang loose. That's the phrase. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm happy to see all three players in good shape as we pause for this. Devin Rossiter is an academic coach. And Devin, as you know, each year after the hockey playoffs, each member of the winning team gets to spend a day with the Stanley Cup. Now, I don't recall you being listed on a winning team, and yet you did get to spend the whole day with the Stanley Cup.
That's right. I was a media relations director and broadcaster with the hockey team in Bakersfield. And in 2005, we did a fundraiser for hurricane relief. And as part of that, they brought the Stanley Cup to each team in our league. So I was the liaison as they rolled the trunk in, The guy with the blazer put the white gloves on, just put it right on my conference table, and we just hung out for about 4 or 5 hours until the game.
Did you get pictures?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good. Fernanda Trapiano from Van Nuys, California, part of a non-religious organization called Sunday Assembly. What do you guys do?
That's right. So the organization started in London, and we are a non-religious community. We get together one Sunday a month, and we have lectures from members of our community. We sing songs, we volunteer, and we just share milestones, and we celebrate our community.
Okay, good. Carmela Chen, I mentioned at the beginning of the program you didn't wager a dollar in the final yesterday, and your response to me was, well, I'm a little laid back, I'm a little shy. And that goes back to your early days in school when you took over a year to talk to your teacher because they weren't spelling your name correctly.
Yeah, so my teacher actually spelled my name with two L's. Never thought to correct her because I was like, well, she's a teacher, can't correct her.
All right, pick up that button. You're in command of the board right now. Let's see if you can add to it. Make a selection.
Wait, what's that? 200.
In this job, a highway weigh station is called a chicken coop, as you sit in a line hoping you don't exceed 80,000 pounds. Fernanda.
What is truck driving?
Yes.
Weigh 400.
An old system used to weigh precious stones and metals is called this, like an ancient city where the Greeks horsed around. Carmela?
What is Troy?
Troy weight, yes.
Weight 600.
Throw weight is the maximum payload of this, the M in ICBM. Devin?
What is a missile?
Right.
Wait, what's that for 800?
This boxing class just below heavyweight includes the name of a warship class just below battleship. Carmela?
What is cruiser weight?
You got it.
Weight 1,000.
This name for a type of pound is from the French for goods of weight. Fernanda?
What is sterling?
No. Carmela or Devin? What is avoir du poids? Back to you, Carmela.
American names 200.
After manually guiding the Eagle to the moon, this first in command went on to get a Presidential Medal of Freedom that same year. Devin?
Who is Neil Armstrong?
He's the one.
American names for 400.
In 1971, the president pardoned this man with the provision that he stay out of Union affairs until 1980. Devin?
Who is Jimmy Hoffa?
Yes.
American names for 600.
From 1985 to 1995, Wilma Mankiller was principal chief of this Native American nation based in Oklahoma. Devin?
Who is the Cherokee?
Yes.
American names for 800.
The London Times mocked his mechanical reaper as a cross between an Astley chariot, a wheelbarrow, and a flying machine. Talking about Cyrus McCormick. Back to you, Devin.
American names for 1,000.
Passions were inflamed in the 1940s when this researcher published his findings on Americans' sex lives. Fernanda.
It was Masters.
Nope. Carmela.
It was Kinsey.
Alfred Kinsey, correct.
River Deep 200.
Talk about prime delivery. Each year, this river, with depths up to 300 feet, provides 20% of the fresh water entering the ocean. Devin?
What is the Amazon?
You are right with less than a minute to go.
River Deep Mountain High for 600.
You can't miss it. It's the 14,400-foot mountain seen in the distance here. Carmela?
What is Mount Rainier?
Yes.
800, please.
Answer there. There you go.
2,700.
All right, here is the clue. The opening words to America the Beautiful were inspired by the view from this peak in the Rockies.
What is Pike's Peak?
Pike's Peak is the one, yes. Go again.
River Deep 400.
In Colorado, Mount Yale rises 14,200 feet. Naturally, this rival mount that also got its name in 1869 had to be 200 feet taller. Devin?
What is Mount Harvard?
Yeah.
And River Deep Mountain High for 1,000.
The world's deepest river, exceeding 700 feet at its max. It's also Africa's second longest river at 2,900 miles. Carmela?
What is the Zambezi?
Nope. Fernanda or Devin? What is the Congo River? Fernanda, you were doing well for a while, and then things went south on you. But that's okay. You're going first in Double Jeopardy. You'll get out of the red very quickly, I'm sure. Right after this. Fernanda is smiling. That's a good sign. She's going first in Double Jeopardy, and she picks first from these categories. Books, subtitles, health observances, a pirate's life, 1970, that was 50 years ago, followed by albums, and finally compound words. All right, Fernanda, do it.
Let's do 1970 for 400.
Both 27, this guitarist and Janis Joplin died of overdoses within weeks of each other in September and October. Carmilla.
Who is Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
1970, 800.
This Gary Trudeau comic strip debuted in 28 newspapers. Devin?
What is The Far Side?
No. Fernando or Carmilla? What is Doonesbury? Back to you, Carmilla.
1970, 1200.
National Guardsmen shot and killed four people at a May protest at this Ohio university. Carmilla.
What is Kent State?
Right.
1970, 1600.
After challenging King Hussein, this organization under Yasser Arafat was driven out of Jordan in Black September. Devin?
What is the PLO?
Good.
Let's go albums for 400.
This colorful singer has used an exclamation point in her name, starting with her 2000 debut album, Can't Take Me Home. Fernanda?
Who's Pink?
Good.
Albums 800.
The title of this Beatles album doesn't refer to a type of gun, but rather to what a record does when being played. Devin?
What is revolver?
Right.
Compound words for 400.
A dactylogram is another word for this. Fernanda?
What is a typewriter?
No. Carmella?
What is a keyboard?
No. What is a fingerprint dactylogram? All right, back to you, Devin.
Compound words for 800.
Used to clean clothes or to make music, it's the old-timey object seen here. Carmella?
What is a washboard?
Washboard, yes.
Compound words, 1200.
Answer there. First of the daily doubles. You're still in the lead.
A wager... 4,000.
All right. An old term for a jailer. In real estate, it's a house that's move-in ready.
What is... I don't know.
No, what is turnkey?
Turnkey.
A turnkey. All right, you lost a bit. You're in second place. Plenty of time. Go.
Compound words, 1600.
It's the designation of four U.S. states, including Pennsylvania and Massachusetts, despite not having ties to the United Kingdom. Devin?
What is a Commonwealth?
Correct.
Albums for 1200.
The cover of Nevermind, a classic album from this band, featured a baby in a swimming pool reaching for some money. Carmella?
Who is Nirvana?
Yes.
Health observance is 400.
Be a sweetheart on this date when National Donor Day is observed and consider giving the gift of life. Carmella?
What is February 14th?
Correct.
Health observance is 800.
Kicking off Memorial Weekend, Don't Fry Day reminds us about sun safety to prevent this, basal or otherwise. Fernanda?
What is carcinoma?
Carcinoma? We'll give you that one. Yeah, skin cancer.
Album 1600.
In 2003, this rapper released the album Get Rich or Die Tryin'. The movie of the same name came 2 years later. Devin.
Who's 50 Cent?
Yep.
Albums for 2000.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is an album from this band, whose name sounds like it's trying to comply with a radio transmission. Devin.
Who's Wilco?
Yep.
Compound words for 2000.
It's a 10-letter word for a newbie, as well as the second rank in Boy Scouts. And that would be a tenderfoot. Back to you, Devin.
Let's wrap up 1970, 50 years ago for 2000.
In November, U.S. Army Lieutenant William Calley went on trial for his role in this 1968 massacre. Carmella.
What is My Lai?
My Lai, yes.
Book subtitles, 400.
Naturally, this animal is mentioned in the subtitle of Moby Dick. Devin.
What is a whale?
Yep.
Book subtitles for 800.
This Arthur C. Clarke sequel is subtitled Odyssey 2. And that would be 2010. Devin.
Let's go Pirate's Life for 400.
A 1720s general history of the pirates spells this infamous young captain's last name with just one D. Devon.
It was Captain Kidd.
Correct.
Pirate's life for 800.
In 1814, the British offered him $30,000 and a captaincy in the Royal Navy if he'd join them. He didn't say oui, but turned on them. Carmela.
It was Lafitte.
Jean Lafitte, yes.
Pirate's life, 1200.
Proud to plunder the rich who plunder the poor, Black Sam Bellamy called himself this English forest guy of the sea. Devon.
It was Robin Hood.
Correct.
Health observances for 1200.
Wear your ribbon proudly, especially during April, to spread awareness of this condition. Devon?
What is autism?
You're right.
Book subtitles for 1200.
Thank you.
Let's go with 3500.
All right. Sort of Shakespearean fan fiction, Lisa Fiedler's novel Dating Hamlet is subtitled This Woman's Story.
Who's Ophelia?
You are right. Less than a minute now to deal with the last six clues.
A pirate's life for 1600.
The dread pirate This, first named Bartholomew, was said to have captured more than 400 vessels in the early 1700s. Carmela.
Who is Roberts?
Yes.
Pirate's life 2000.
16th century pirate Khidr, also known as Barbarossa, took Algiers from the Spanish with the help of this empire. Help of the Ottoman Empire. Carmela.
Health observances 1600.
January is the month to raise awareness of this sight-stealing disease caused by a buildup of pressure in the eye. Devon?
What is macular degeneration?
No. Carmela.
What is glaucoma?
Yes.
Book subtitle 1600.
A King's Story, the autobiography of this one-time monarch, is subtitled The Memoirs of the Duke of Windsor. And he was King Edward VIII for a very brief period. But, Carmela, you moved up nicely to 12,700 to challenge Devon. And Fernanda still alive with that $400. Who knows how that's going to work out. Let's take a look at the category for Final Jeopardy. Today we feature Africa. Big continent. Big continent. Clue coming up.
Fox 45 News Operation Crime and Justice, shedding a spotlight on your story.
Then demanding accountability. Choose Fox 45 News to fight corruption on your behalf.
We answer to you.
Your elected leaders then answer to Fox 45 News.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The category for final is Africa, and this is the clue. After the removal of the dictator, in 2011, three broad colored stripes and two white symbols were restored to this country's flag. You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Fernanda, we'll start with you. You had $400. You were in third place, and you wrote down something at the very end, and you wrote down, what is Zimbabwe? And that is incorrect. That's not the country we're going for, so it'll cost you $399, leaving you with a buck. Let's go to Carmela, our champion. She had $12,700, and her response was, what is Libya? That is the right one. That's the correct response. And, oh, you weren't shy now. $11,899, your wager, putting you in the lead with $24,599. We go over to Devon. He was leading with $17,900. He came up with Libya. Did he risk enough? Oh, he did indeed. $7,505. He's the new champion with $25,405. Try to enjoy the moment, Devon, if you can. All right, great game. We thank you all for tuning us in. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you tomorrow. Hope.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by
Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
For all of us who weren't born yesterday, there's Consumer Cellular, where you get exceptional value like talk, text, and data for only $20 a month and connect to 99% of the U.S. population. Premium wireless for less. Switch today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
For long-term joint health, trust OsteoBiflex, the number one pharmacist-recommended joint care supplement for 13 years running. OsteoBiflex.